talk about Farm Film Fest 4 to be held Sunday, February 5th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Crandall Theater in Chatham, New York, sponsored by the Chatham Agricultural Partnership, the Columbia Land Conservancy, and the Chatham Film Club. Mary Gail, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Farm Film Fest 4.
Very alliterative.
Well, we weren't thinking ahead, apparently, when we started.
Now, you've been involved with all these four film fests, I guess.
I have been. We actually started, I guess, 5 years ago. We took a year off when the owner of the Crandall passed away, and we didn't have the theater. We actually started somewhat accidentally. We, in Chatham, one of our residents, Courtney Hunt, who's a well-known Academy Award-nominated filmmaker, had made a short documentary about farming in Chatham. So then we had the film, and we didn't know what to do with it. By the way, we have since given away 800 copies of it. But so we thought, sort of grandiosely, well, let's just have a farm film fest, and that's how it started.
And every year it's more or less the same format with several short subjects and a feature length?
Yes, we put out a call for entries, and we haven't found any other event like this in the country. There may be some, but we haven't found it. And one of the Film Club board members, Larry Kardish, is the film curator at MoMA, and he always says this is a one-of-a-kind event because we have professional filmmakers who submit documentaries, and we have several short features and a regular feature-length documentary done by professional filmmakers. But then we also invite anyone else who wants to make a film about farming to submit a film. And we do screen them, and they don't all make the cut. But this year we have three films by kids, including a 12-year-old, Jessica Ady. This will be her first film that's been shown on the big screen, and we have a couple of other kids who've done films, and then we have adult filmmakers. So it's an eclectic mix. Actually, the shortest film we ever showed was done by Derek Grout at Golden Harvest Farm in Valencia. This was our very first year, and it was 3 minutes long. It was the apple packing line, and in 3 minutes, Derek used every editing trick ever known. It was fabulous.
Now, it seems as though several of the filmmakers are local, but is that one of the requirements?
We look for some connection to the Hudson Valley. And all of our farms this year, coming from Brooklyn up to the Great Barrington area, they all have a local connection. Our feature film this year, and we screened three, but we chose to make a farm, actually was filmed in Western Canada, but the content of it was so appropriate. It's beautifully done. It's on the festival circuit right now. So first of all, it was just a really lovely film. But the content, although it wasn't filmed here, and the filmmaker is not a local filmmaker, the content was so appropriate because it's about young people with no farming background entering farming. And that's one of the trends that we see in Columbia County, Greene County, and the whole Hudson Valley, that young people are interested in entering farming. What makes it difficult for them is the price of land. But actually, the Columbia Land Conservancy runs a farmer match program where they match young farmer wannabes with landowners who want to see their land in agricultural use. So because of that, we thought it was a really good tie into a local issue.
I can
but
see
everyone
that.
Else has a connection to the Hudson Valley.
I know that landowners actually get a break on taxes by putting the land into agricultural use, so it works out for everybody.
There's an ag exemption, which some landowners choose to take, but not all. But yes. And if you should sell your land and take it out, if the land is taken out of agricultural use, actually, you then have a 7-year back tax bill to pay, which encourages people to keep their land in farming also.
Now, is there an admission charge for this?
No. This is a free event for the community. We do ask people to bring a non-perishable food item for the usually overwhelmed with canned goods. But fortunately, the food pantry is just right across the street. So there's no event, there's no attendance fee. And actually, after the films at 4 o'clock, we upstairs over the pub, we have a free reception. We provide food, and there's a cash bar, but we call it Meet Your Maker. And it brings together filmmakers, farmers, people who are part-time residents, people who love the movies, people who are full-time residents, a group of people who don't always sit down and talk with each other. So yeah. It's an interesting conversation to hear people ask questions about, well, where does our milk come from here, and where do those apples that I see grown go to?
Now, one of the films is actually about Chatham Keep Farming, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Chatham was one of two national pilot sites for a program done by the Glenwood Center, which is an organization in Cold Spring that actually looks at the sustainability of local food systems and how do you build the infrastructure required for food systems. And we were one of the pilot sites in the middle of the, it's like 2004 and 2005. The other pilot site, by the way, was in western Pennsylvania. So I think we learned a lot from that experience, and the Glenwood Center learned a lot from that experience. And the program now has matured, and there are many other towns, communities in Columbia and Greene County, and also now over in western Massachusetts, who are involved in the same program. Actually, in the Great Barrington area, I think they are doing an initiative that's a multiple town initiative, which was actually one of our recommendations coming out of our experience, because farming doesn't stop at the town boundaries.
And what sort of things do you do sort of on, you know, continuing basis?
Well, one of the recommendations that came out of our study was to actually to create an ag commission, which is what the Ag Partnership is. It's actually an agricultural commission that is chartered by the town board and whose members are appointed by the town board. And what we do is to work with the town to uphold our commitment to keeping a Chatham a vibrant, active agricultural community. We actually, in our town's comp plan that was passed a couple of years ago, the town adopted a goal, very ambitious goal, of zero net loss of working farmland. And in the last 7 or 8 years, we have not lost any farmland, and actually we have gained in the numbers of farms. That's very true in the Hudson Valley. There's a resurgence of farms, the numbers of farms, but they're all smaller niche operations. They're not the big dairy farms that we've traditionally had. So in addition to looking at continuing to monitor land use patterns and keeping our eye out for the magical moment when funding becomes available in the state of New York, we sponsor an annual farm tour, which is very well attended. And we have an annual harvest dinner, and then we do a series of educational activities. And the Farm Film Fest is actually one of our major educational outreach activities. It's a whole lot of fun, too. I hope you come.
I'm certainly going to try to come. Ellen, Tom, you have anything?
I just wondered what the attendance has been like in the past and how many people you might expect.
The attendance, depending on weather.
Very weather dependent.
And conflicting events, like when we did this, I had not thought about the Super Bowl. I don't have a television, so I don't think in those terms. But I learned my lesson. Next year I will look. The attendance varies from maybe 75 to 150 people.
Wonderful.
We think we're going to get a strong turnout this time because we've learned more about writing press. We're all volunteers, but we've learned more about Facebook and press releases and things like that. So we're hoping to get a good turnout this year. I was actually thinking, I was driving back from dropping off DVDs today, and I was thinking about Esquire magazine. Years ago used to have a column called Why I Live, Where I Live, and I thought, as I was grousing about picking up DVDs and dropping them off, I was thinking, well, this is actually why I live here. Because it brings together this really unusual confluence of people with a shared interest in creating and sustaining a local food system.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the film
No,
fest?
No, thank you. I just appreciate a chance to talk about it. And I hope everyone is interested and shows up with a can of spaghetti sauce.
thank you.
You're welcome.